It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us today at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, a charming Santa Fe-style four-bedroom home located on the historic east side of the city and just minutes from the downtown plaza. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this traditional property located on a very rare acre of land and featuring numerous custom amenities. You'll also be able to enjoy some refreshments as well as benefit from all the interesting commentary offered by my guest hosts and friends and neighbors. So come on over to 638 Camino del Monte Sol, located on the east side of Santa Fe, very near to Canyon Road and only minutes from downtown. Joining me today as guest co-host is my well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Darlene Street, as well as the highly respected CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, Ms. Kathy Roberts. Later on in the show, we'll debut a new interview segment called Unique Destinations, and it will feature a conversation that you won't want to miss with Mr. Arturo Delgado, communications manager with Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center. Before we get going with the program, we invite you to go to our website and check out all the companies who provide an array of services offering value to you. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these useful resources. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Tyler, my ever-talented technician here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol, located on the east side of Santa Fe, I want to recognize that on this date in 1925, comedian and late-night talk host Johnny Carson was born. So in the spirit of this occasion, I want to bring on Mr. Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for his weekly commentary and say that, Ron, I would be happy to be Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson on just about any day of the week. Welcome to the show, and what do you think of this property we're broadcasting from?
It's fabulous, and what a glorious day, and what a great place to be on a day like this. And I actually thought I would be your Ed McMahon, but
well,
go figure.
Let me do it for a day at least, okay? Anyway, what do you have in a mortgage-related area for our listeners?
Well, today's subject is financing high-end property. There seems to be a general perception out there that jumbo mortgages are hard to come by and the lenders that offer them are scarce and difficult to deal with. As a mortgage broker, I have several investors that I work with that offer very attractive rates and programs. So depending on whether the borrower or whether the buyer is purchasing a primary residence or a second home, lenders have specific criteria pertaining to how much they will lend and on what kind of program. So for instance, if one is buying this home as a primary residence, I could offer a variety of programs with one investor that would actually lend to 90% of the purchase price up to a loan amount of $800,000. Not particularly apropos to this property, but something in the general area would allow someone to get $800,000 at 90%.
That's right.
That's
unheard
wow.
of, especially,
yeah.
Yeah, in this market.
It is, yeah.
The same lender would offer a buyer of a second home or vacation home 80% to $600,000. So very aggressive. Another lender I represent would lend up to 80% of the purchase price on a primary residence up to a maximum loan amount of $850,000 on a 7-in-1 arm and offer a rate in the low to mid 3%
range.
Wow. Would you believe that?
It's historic, indeed.
It really is. So the borrower or borrowers must have excellent credit scores to achieve this, and of course they have to meet the rest of the criteria,
right.
Income, assets, et cetera. There are many other programs that I could offer that are both cost-effective and historically low rates for the jumbo borrower. So despite the perception, the money is out there and attainable.
Yeah.
And generally, buyers of high-end properties are highly qualified in every respect. Lenders have very specific guidelines that borrowers must meet to achieve loan approval. One of the criteria is, of course, income. And many of these jumbo borrowers are self-employed and have very difficult income situations that need to be analyzed, and one of my fortes is actually analyzing someone that might have multiple corporations, that's self-employed, and it's really important that that presentation that's made to the lender and to the underwriter makes sense, and that the underwriter can actually understand that, that cash flow and how it all works relative to the borrower's employment.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things are very important as far as how we put these deals together. The money is out there, and to buy a home of this caliber
uh-huh.
in Santa Fe at these rates is a coup for anyone that's
amazing.
Contemplating.
Yeah, it really is. So the bottom line, Ron Blessy with Home Buyers Mortgage, is that for someone who came by today here at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol, you have more than one lending option that you can actually talk to them about, again, depending on what they, how they qualify and et cetera.
That's correct.
Yeah. Anyway, Ron's going to come back later on the show. Thank you very much for your home buyer's handbook
You're
commentary.
Welcome.
And, again, I'll be Ed McMahon today. You're Johnny Carson, okay?
Hi-yo.
There you go. All right. Anyway, I want to introduce my co-host for today's show, Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. Kathy, now we've done a number of these remote broadcasts together, and the listeners have repeatedly told me that they really like the enthusiastic and useful observations that you offer about our brokers' properties. I suspect that you aren't going to disappoint the listeners today, given all the terrific features of this house here at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol. Isn't that true?
Well, Ray, you know me. I'm a house junkie.
Absolutely.
Real house junkie. And I just got in out of Seattle. So one of the things I did when I got on the plane is click my heels and say, back to Santa Fe. The weather
yeah.
is great. And
yeah.
this house, oh, man. I drive in. The compound looks phenomenal. A great garden. And then the way they've taken advantage of the light going through this breezeway here, right here,
mm-hmm.
where the bedrooms are, and the, you know, it's a paradise,
yeah.
is what I thought when I drove up. I'm like, oh, man, Ray's brought me to another property, and I don't need another house, right?
Well, you know, and it's...
You've got to quit it.
You are a house junkie, and, again, your enthusiasm always shines through, Kathy, whenever we do these remote broadcasts, and our broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are really appreciative of it. None being less than that than Darlene Street, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, who has very graciously agreed to let us do the show today here from 638 Camino Del Monte. So I want to welcome you to the show. As always, Darlene, we've done a number of these remote broadcasts together. This particular house, though, has sort of special significance for you, doesn't it?
Right. We used to own this house.
Uh-huh.
And we sold it to the current owner.
Mm-hmm.
And we love this house.
Yeah.
And it's on almost an acre, which is unbelievable on the east side of Santa Fe to have that much land.
I don't know of too many other situations that offer that kind of acreage, do they, that are on the market for sale right now?
No. This is very rare. And it was probably two lots and two houses combined.
Right.
And it started at $1,565,000, and we are now at an incredible price of under $1 million.
Yeah, at $999,000, I mean, it is extraordinary, and for a variety of reasons, and we're going to let you talk about what those reasons are, but I want to point out to the listeners that they might be hearing faintly in the background the tinkling noise of the lovely little fountain that's here in this backyard area. We're on the covered portal. Darlene, let's start on the outside here. Talk a little bit about what people that come today for the open house are going to see when they actually come in this backyard area.
Well, it's beautifully fenced with nice coyote fencing all around it, and it's great if you have pets or a dog, or, you know, it's very well contained, and there's beautiful trees and a beautiful, when you come in the front, there's a beautiful garden, gorgeous peonies in the spring, roses. It sits off the road nicely, so it's very private, and the backyard is extremely private, and it's like a little enchanted forest.
Yeah, and one of the amazing things about this, and Kathy, you probably noticed it when you drove in, is that there's a huge parking lot here, almost commercial lot size.
There's a lot of parking. There's a covered carport.
Mm-hmm.
It's to have this much parking where you can easily and amply turn around and have guests and.
That's pretty amazing. Later on in the show, Darlene and I are going to talk about some of the other properties that she's actually featuring, but you have a number that are on open house today as well, don't you?
I do. We're doing a bit of a promotion to try to get people to, you know, come
circulate.
See our all these houses, and they're all great houses around $1 million with a view in town, and there's 1046 Encantado Drive. There's 275 Circle Drive. 1046 Encantado Drive is now 890. That's also a great price for a house over 5,000 square feet off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Circle Drive off of Bishop's Lodge Road, brand new construction, never lived in, $1,575,000.
We did a remote broadcast from there, beautiful house.
Fabulous price. Everything is just priced very well that
right.
we have on tour today. 26 Camino Sanador is off of Old Santa Fe Trail, and you turn on Teddy Bear Trail and go wind back up
right.
to the top. $1,075,000, that's 26 Camino Sanador. That has a great view. And then 7 Camino Osito, also off of Teddy Bear Trail, $1,275,000. And that's a fabulous house with a great view as well. Plaster on over 2.5 acres. Beautiful home. So go see one of them.
Well, and the nice thing about it is that you come here today to 638 Camino Del Monte Sol, see this beautiful house, look at this property that has an acre of land, which is just unbelievably unheard of here on the east side, meet Darlene Street, the listing broker for this property, but also pick up literature for all these other properties she just talked about. Talk to her about it. Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, is here as well. Ron Blessy is here from Home Buyers Mortgage. So you basically don't need to go any further.
Plus, people need to come on down.
Absolutely. And we've got beverages and some fruit and stuff and beautiful setting, beautiful day. I was keeping my fingers crossed that it was going to be warm enough today, Darlene, so I think we've hit a home run on this. I've got about a half a minute left. Kathy did a nice job of sort of framing from a civilian's eyes what people are going to see. Why don't you give the one, two, or three other elements of the property, here at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol, that they're going to see when they actually take a tour of the house?
Well, it's just a quintessential east side house. It's just really what you can say about it. Beautiful fireplaces, a lovely fireplace in the kitchen, living room, master bedroom.
Uh-huh.
One of those adobe homes that you just don't see so much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, really. And
fabulous.
I don't know if the whole thing's adobe, but probably largely. And it's just that sort of quintessential Santa Fe.
And this is coming from the lips of a broker who also lived here, so she can speak from not only as a listing broker and give you the information on the property, but also from her own experience of living in this house. So Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to go into another segment with Arturo Delgado of Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, as well as Darlene Street. And, of course, I have Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing one of our special remote broadcasts from a lovely property, a charming house here on the east side of Santa Fe, 638 Camino Del Monte Sol. It is actually listed by my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Darlene Street. She's here today. She has a number of other properties that are on open house as well. We'll talk about them again later on the show, but we invite you to come on over here. Visit with Darlene, visit with Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Take a tour of this property, enjoy some refreshments. Enjoy this beautiful setting. We're out in the backyard area on the Portal, and it's just lovely. Before we get back into the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that the quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I'm very happy to announce that today we're actually launching a new segment on All Things Real Estate called Unique Destinations, which will air on an occasional basis and feature information on interesting real estate venues actually around the U.S., not just in Santa Fe. But today we're actually kicking off this new segment by featuring, thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, right on cue, featuring a segment from the well-regarded institution here in Santa Fe, Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, which is the county's largest private employer. And to actually talk about this, we're pleased to have the Medical Center's Communication Manager join us on All Things Real Estate, Mr. Arturo Delgado. Welcome to the show, Arturo.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, you know, and I'm going to be talking to a professional as a communications manager. I'm going to be taking some tips from you after the broadcast about how we can improve this show. But I suppose it would be hard to find a member of the community who isn't aware of the important role that the Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center plays in the lives of so many people here in Santa Fe. Why don't you start out, Arturo, by actually talking about, the background of the medical center, how long it's been in existence, and some general facts.
Sure. Christus St. Vincent has a wonderful history here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's New Mexico's first hospital. We're coming up on our 150th anniversary, which is a wonderful kind of a milestone for us. So that's coming up in 2 or 3 years. We've played an integral role here in the community. We've grown. We've evolved as the community has evolved, as its needs have evolved. And, you know, the president of the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, Robert Glick, often refers to it as the hospital on the hill, which I think is just a very fitting and a wonderful way to refer to it in a number of ways, kind of in the role that it plays and also its location. It's got a wonderful location here in Santa Fe.
And I'm in a moment, I'm going to reintroduce my colleague, Darlene Street, the listing broker for this property, because coincidentally, she is also a member of the board of directors of the Hospital Foundation. So in a moment, I'm going to weave her into the conversation. But I want to ask you a little bit of background on yourself. We always like to give that to the listeners. What brought you to Santa Fe, and why Christus St. Vincent?
Well, I've been doing communication for approximately 20 years now in a variety of different roles, about 12 years of that, strictly in healthcare. And I had an opportunity about 6 years ago to come to Santa Fe for this job. And I had lived most of my life in Albuquerque, but moved up here for this job, and it was just a wonderful decision. It's a great community. It's great to be part of the history of such a storied history here in Santa Fe, and the opportunity has been wonderful. It's a challenge, and it's been the best 6 years of my career.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea with Unique Destinations, this new segment on our show, is to feature sort of unusual, very significant locations here in town. And again, the medical center plays such a large role for literally tens of thousands of people in Santa Fe. Employs, as I said, it's the largest private employer in the county. So I can't imagine that there are very many people in town that aren't at least indirectly touched by the medical center. Don't you discover that as a communications manager?
Absolutely. You know, we employ just over 2,000 people. We serve a 7-county area. Obviously, we're headquartered here in Santa Fe. And, you know, we've grown over the last 5 years. We've added a number of different services that are reflective of the community. For the first time, I think, in quite a while, we have full-time neurosurgery coverage, which is a huge thing. Because we live in a rural area, we get a lot of different types of the needs are varied, and we have to be able to respond to those. And I think one of the best things we did is 3 years ago, we partnered with Christus Health, which is a 41-hospital system that's based in several different states, and it brings a huge amount of expertise, a huge amount of experience that we're able to apply here in Santa Fe. And also we're able to share our expertise and our experience with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of communities that have the amount of specialty services that Santa Fe has for its size. We have, you know, great neurology, neurosurgery department. We have a wound department that's about to expand. We're pretty soon going to be introducing bariatric surgery, which is, again, for a community the size is pretty rare. And those are just examples of some of the things that we're able to offer. We recently acquired Physicians Medical Center, which is a hospital on the other side of town that it's a beautiful facility. All the rooms are single rooms. And we're in the process of kind of figuring out how we're best going to use it. Right now it kind of is a surgery, outpatient surgery, and some orthopedic surgery services are offered there.
Isn't Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center also, don't you have a special designation involving trauma? Aren't you?
We are a level 3 trauma center.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the process of moving to a level 2.
And now what does that mean to the...
What that means, the simplest way to put that is that you have to have a certain amount of services that are available for trauma injuries and trauma cases.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned earlier neurosurgery. That is one of the most important. You have to have 24/7 neurosurgery coverage, which we now do. You have to have a number of surgeries, whether it's maxillofacial, anything. When you think of a trauma injury, it's usually not just one injury, it's several.
Uh-huh.
And in bringing all these services together, it allows you to move to that level 2 designation. What that means, quite simply, is a lot less people are transferred to other facilities. particularly UNM, which is the state's only number one trauma center.
Right.
And typically to be level one, you have to be associated with research with the university. But moving to that level two is very important for this community.
Right.
And we are already on our way. We're kind of on the down, the other side of the hill, if you would, to getting there, and it's coming up pretty close.
Darlene Street, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, you're honored, I believe, being a member of the board of directors of the Hospital Foundation. What does that mean to you, and what does the foundation actually do vis-a-vis the medical center itself?
Well, it means a lot to me, and I really think a very valuable way to try to help give back to the community. The hospital is so prominent and does touch in one way or another probably almost everybody in the community at some time or another, either directly or through a family member. And the foundation works to help raise awareness about the hospital and really the great strides for improvement the partnership with Christa St. Vincent's has meant for the hospital, as well as helping raise money for the hospital for special projects, new machines, there, you know, all kinds of useful things for the hospital and therefore
right.
for the community.
Yeah. Well, and giving back is important for all of us in real estate. And one of the amazing things is because, as you said, the reach of the medical center is so significant that this is one of the attractive things that we can actually talk to prospective buyers when they come here. One of the nice features that Santa Fe has to offer to them, a first-class medical facility, and, of course, Arturo, we're doing our best to try to pass the word on to people who are looking for new houses here in the county. I've got about a minute left before I have to go. You have any last thoughts, Arturo? You want to share?
Well, you know, I'm glad that the foundation is represented here. If you look at some of the major projects that have occurred at the hospital, whether it's expanding the emergency room, whether it's expanding our operating surgical services, the foundation has always played a very, very critical role in raising funds to make sure those things happen.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I appreciate you being on All Things Real Estate today. We're going to do this on a regular basis.
Wonderful.
We are delighted to have you as our inaugural Unique Destinations facility here in Santa Fe County. Arturo Delgado, who's the communications manager at Christa St. Vincent Regional Medical Center. Darlene, I'm going to have you come back at the end of the show. We're going to talk a little bit more about 638 Camino del Monte Sol, which we invite everyone to come to today because not only can you meet Arturo, meet Darlene, but you can meet Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as well as Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. You want to say one thing?
Well, just very quickly, since one of our roles is raising money, and if anybody is interested in donating to the hospital, they can call me, and I'll make sure that they get their donation goes to the right place. And it can also be designated to any portion of the hospital, from alcohol abuse to cancer care to, you know, anything.
Excellent. And another reason to come to 638 Camino del Monte Sol to talk to Darlene specifically about that, besides seeing this lovely house. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to bring Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, back on the show, as well as Ron Blessy. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the Internet on SantaFe.com. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 638 Camino del Monte Sol, this lovely, charming, traditional Santa Fe-style property on the east side of Santa Fe, very easy to get to. Just go, if you're downtown, just drive right up Canyon Road, make a right on Camino del Monte Sol, and come on over to 638. We have lots of guests that are with us today. We have some refreshments here, but most importantly, you can take a tour of this lovely property. I want to bring back my special co-host today, the ever-effervescent Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, and also weave in my good friend Ron Blessy. Excuse me.
You were going to say Johnny,
Johnny
Carson.
Johnny Carson.
I set him up as someone who didn't know that at the start of the show, Johnny Carson was actually born today in 1925, and I told Ron that he could be Johnny Carson. I'll be his Ed McMahon. So anyway, Johnny, you're going to be on the show.
When do I get to do my monologue?
Well, you can in a minute. I'm going to actually talk to Kathy for a moment about a couple of things. Kathy, as always, you do a great job as a civilian but as a house junkie of describing all the fabulous amenities of every property we do remotes from. This one stands out. I always say that, but this one really does stand out.
Well, and I just got back from my hometown, you know, from Seattle. But I always say, whoever wrote that song about the bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, I don't think they've been to New Mexico or to Santa Fe.
Right.
And this property, you know, and listening to what Ron had to say about mortgage rates and the way you can get into a property, this is a phenomenal property, whether you're buying it for your primary residence,
if you're single, married, with children, without children, the yard looks like you struck gold.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. And, you know, I always think real estate is a great investment no matter what. So whether or not you're going to hold the property in trust, you're going to hold it outright, you got to come down and see this place. This is phenomenal. It's, like she said, like Darlene said, quintessential Santa Fe.
It is, and a lot of it is original adobe, so that makes it even more quintessential, I suppose. But you alluded to it, and let's go in for a minute or two before I bring Ron on. Some of the trust strategies that someone might have, if someone wanted to come today and actually write a contract on this property and make it their own, first and foremost, we want them to enjoy it, enjoy living in Santa Fe. But from a financial standpoint, a financial planning standpoint, what are your recommendations?
You know, somebody just asked me last week about a QPERT, which, remember, that's the Qualified Personal Residence Trust, which you can live in your property for, you know, a specified amount of time. Maybe you have some ideas of what you're going to do with it later, whether it's giving it to someone who's going to inherit it at some point. Specify that amount of time, and then even if you want to go over that amount of time, then push it into a rental situation, but it's inside the trust.
I have to tell everybody that Malachi, Kathy's son, just came over and gave her a big kiss, which is on videotape now. Malachi, it'll be on SantaFe.com. That was very cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Malachi is used to going to the open houses.
He is. He's a real trooper for doing that.
And so, you know, Qualified Personal Real Estate Trust, people hold their properties in trust now, living in them, because they might not want it in their own personal name. They may want this removed from their other assets, and the trust can continue on, and you can, you know, divest of the property in a different way. So there's a variety of reasons why people put their properties in trust, maybe to protect the asset, just an asset protection trust.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've got to get down here right now. Maybe if you're over at the museum, come on down.
Yeah. Well, or having brunch anywhere on Canyon Road, it's a great place. Now, shifting gears for a moment, Ron Blessy, broker owner Homebuyers Mortgage. Kathy talked about a financial planning strategy. From your standpoint as a mortgage broker, you've got some strategic thoughts for the listeners as well.
Well, what I did this morning was I ran two pricing scenarios through two different banks, and this, of course, is based on Friday's market pricing. And I'll say that on Friday, the bond market sold off a bit because the stock market had rallied. So.
And what is that? And the people need to understand there's an inverse relationship between the stock market and the bond market. Talk for just 1 second about it.
Okay, well, the bond market provides a safe haven for investors. If stocks start to go south, it's a good place to place money because it's safe, it's backed by the government, et cetera. So there is a change in pricing from day to day based on where these markets go. So generally, if the stock market is rallying, investors sell bonds, go into the stock market, take their profits, and when the market goes south, they put money back into the bond market.
And the reason why that's relevant is because it impacts mortgage rates.
Exactly. So these two scenarios, again, are based on Friday's pricing, and I am required by New Mexico law, state law, as a licensed mortgage loan officer, that I do have to also divulge the annual percentage rate, which takes into account the cost of the loan. So, for instance, on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on this property, purchasing it for $999,000, one could get for a primary residence a mortgage of $799,200 at a rate of 5.2%.
Wow.
The annual percentage rate would be 5.361%. So one of the things that borrowers have to remember and pay attention to is that annual percentage rate not exceeding more than about a quarter to three-eighths of a point. Once it goes beyond that, then there's a lot of cost involved. So, but just as a point of reference for this property, on a 30-year mortgage, the principal and interest payment would be $43,88.49, not inclusive of taxes and insurance. Now, another program that I priced was a 7-1 ARM. So this is fixed for 7 years at a rate of 3.375%. Annual percentage rate, 3.334. Principal and interest payment is $35,33.23. So for strategic planning for someone who wants
that's
to put their
absolutely
property,
fabulous.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So putting the property in the trust, perhaps they're going to sell other real estate, they're going to retire within that 7-year period.
Uh-huh.
this is a great vehicle. Over $800 a month difference.
Now, because it's an ARM, it is adjusted after that seven-year period. However, they could refinance it at a better rate, perhaps, at that time.
They could, but there is an inherent risk to that
of course,
has to be
which
mentioned.
Is always the roll of the dice. But still, nonetheless, incredible pricing. And, Kathy, again, going back to you for a moment, Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, actually working with Ron Blessy with clients that he has, that seems to – a light bulb just went off in my head. Why don't you guys work together?
He referred clients to us, and we would vice versa because Santa Fe is certainly a destination, and having a home here is a plus. And at this kind of pricing, I look at property everywhere I go. Of course, you know that, right?
I know. I don't use that word junkie lightly.
I just looked at a Seattle property, and someday, I'd like to have an extra house at in my hometown. But, comparatively, I tell you, this is a bargain.
Yeah.
And
compared to a lot of other parts of the country, not just Seattle, but you were just freshly there, so you know. I want to remind everybody that what Kathy's talking about is 638 Camino del Monte Sol, lovely house here on the east side on an acre of land, which, as Darlene Street, the listing broker, said at the top of the show, is just unheard of. There are very, very few listings on the market right now that offer this kind of land and the view. I mean, Ron, I'm looking out here. It doesn't look like you're in the country.
Yeah, it really truly does. You're literally, 5 minutes from the plaza?
Yeah.
Yet here you are in this serene setting with all this beauty around.
Very private,
and,
very quiet.
And the fountain in the background that we hear makes
it
even more serene.
Did you see the cellar?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
there's an old-time cellar. I guess it could be characterized as a root cellar.
Not S-E-L-L-E-R, the other kind of cellar. Kathy said that, I said the cellar's here. No. You're talking about something that is a root cellar. Reminds me of something I grew up in the Midwest, so it reminds me of going down to those to get away from the tornado.
With Dorothy.
And I was from Kansas, so Dorothy was part of my life. Well, guys, I've got about another 5 minutes, actually. We can talk about anything you want to. Kathy, again, some other strategies. I want to remind everybody, too, that you have this special relationship with the Dakotas now.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about that again.
Well, and one of the things I mentioned a few minutes ago was sometimes people put properties or assets in what we call an asset protection trust.
Uh-huh.
And that's something we offer through our South Dakota charter, along with perpetual trust. Let's say this is a property you want to keep in your family forever and hand down to grandchildren or nieces or nephews. I sat next to someone not recently who was up in age and had zero heirs. Well, they may leave it something to their niece or nephew in those particular cases. And putting a property in a perpetual trust is another thing that someone may consider, or an asset protection trust. If you've got a career that puts you in the place where someone may be suing you and placing your property into an asset protection trust.
That never happened.
Don't ask me about that.
Yeah, well, and we won't get into that because I know what you're talking about. Ron Blessy with Home Buyers Mortgage. Again, Kathy's talking about sort of the global financial planning strategies. One major element of that you just correctly pointed out and very effectively, and I think interesting for the listeners, is going into strategic planning on the mortgage side of it. Gone are the days where you just sort of willy-nilly take a loan. Just give me a loan.
Yeah.
You really have to be strategic as a buyer, don't you?
You do, and I would say that because of where these rates are these days, that this is such a great investment, buying real estate, especially here in Santa Fe. I think, we're somewhat insulated from what the rest of the country is experiencing right now, simply because, the same factors don't drive the market here that do in other parts of the country. In particular, our taxes here, real estate taxes, are comparatively very low compared to other parts of the country. I moved out here from the Northeast, and a similar house back there would probably have a tax bill of somewhere around $25,000 a year.
Absolutely.
Right, and you don't have the days like you do here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, as an investment strategy, I think buying real estate at these rates is a really smart thing to do. It's a good way to diversify and be a little more spread out, if you will, and not rely on the market.
Yeah.
You have to have a cast iron constitution to be in the stock market.
Yeah. Kathy, don't you have a sister who's thinking about buying something out here?
I keep trying to get her down here because she loves the sunshine.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at Santa Fe, you're looking at a place where you own a property that you may live personally for several years. But if you leave here and go someplace else or only come back periodically, you're looking at a place that's a destination.
Yeah.
For people around the world. I was someplace at an airport and somebody said, where are you going? I said, I'm going back to Santa Fe. I think they were from Sweden. They said, can we go with you?
Well, and that points out something. I've got about a minute or so left here before I take a break. Kathy, half of your clients are outside of New Mexico, and so you probably have a lot of these strategic processes you go through when it comes to real estate, that they may be part-time residents here, the mm-hmm. value of actually looking at putting something in a trust with that as the goal. Isn't that
sure.
the case?
Put that property in a trust, and let's say you make it a rental for part of the year. Mm-hmm. The income can go to the trust, so it doesn't have to inflate your income if you've got a healthy income stream elsewhere, which then can reduce your taxes and, again, the liability is somewhere else. So there's just a variety of things that a person ought to think about when you say strategic planning,
right.
from the mortgage to how they hold it and whether they hold it in trust or hold it outright. All of those things are all things that people should be thinking about that will allow them to diversify their portfolio very well.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to our last and very famous Open House of the Week segment. I'm going to have Ron Blessy stay on for a minute here. Kathy Roberts, my guest co-host, is going to be on, and Darlene Street will come back, and we'll talk about this beautiful property here at 638 Camino del Monte Sol. We invite you to come on over here, take a tour of the property, enjoy some refreshments, and meet all these guests. Stay tuned.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so...
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 638 Camino del Monte Sol. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is made very easy because we are at an open house being hosted by my colleague from Sotheby's International Realty, Darlene Street. And, of course, the Open House of the Week segment is brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Great company. Check them out on our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Ron Blessy with Homebuyers Mortgage, having you stay on here for the last part of this segment. What are your thoughts on the property, and then what's the one thought you want to share with the listeners today, again, about mortgage strategy?
Well, again, this property is quintessential Santa Fe. It's got all of the elements, architectural elements, of what Santa Fe is all about. And, again, this property is very serene, very large for this area, an acre of dirt in this neighborhood.
It's yeah.
amazing. So this is something that I think people definitely want to come and see.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as my thought on the mortgage process, I would simply say that not to be afraid of the process. I think a lot of people are intimidated by it these days, given where the media is going with all of this,
yeah.
hearing the horror stories. And certainly there are some challenging elements of the process that we have to go through.
Sure.
But going to get pre-qualified before you go out and look to buy, I think, is very, very important. And also understanding that during the process there may be things that come up that I would ask a borrower for. And, you know, even though it seems like it's somewhat intrusive and over the top, it is part of the process. And each lender has their own little nuances to how the process works. So,
yeah.
But it is a process that you can go through successfully and buy a home of this caliber.
Yeah. Well, and you point out something that's very true. As a real estate broker, I see it all the time, particularly with first-time home buyers. The process can be daunting, maybe not intimidating necessarily, but daunting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it points out that having a good partner like Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, who can walk you through what I would have to say is arcane information that even real estate brokers rely upon you to basically interpret for us, because we all are specialists in our area. So that really makes a big difference, and I commend you, Ron, for taking the time to work with your clients that way. Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, want to actually close out the show here and remind everybody that we are at 638 Camino del Monte Sol. Kathy Roberts, a confessed house junkie, has gotten her fix today, I believe. It's a beautiful house. Maybe you haven't, but what do you think of it?
You know what, I was listening to Ron, and I like, you should never be afraid to buy a house. And,
yes.
the process to get the mortgage and all that, it can be a little scary, but hey, you know, there's a lot of fun and a lot of excitement in your life, and this shouldn't be one of those things that scares you. But, you know, this property is so physically large for the property. It's a great entertaining house. place for an office. There's just everything that you could ever want and dream in the American dream here. So,
yeah, and we you know, we often are doing these remote broadcasts. We've done 40 of them over the last year. I want to welcome back my colleague Darlene Street from Sotheby's International Realty. But in these 40 remotes that we've done, and I've done a few of them with Darlene, we've been fortunate to actually feature some pretty extraordinary properties. You've seen a lot of them, Kathy. This one's got to be right up at the top of the list, don't you think?
Historic Santa Fe style.
Acre of land.
Yeah.
Mature fruit trees.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it really doesn't.
You walk to the museum and walk to the college campus.
And down the Canyon Road and all the things that it has to offer. Again, I want to welcome back Darlene Street. Darlene's been very kind to let us broadcast All Things Real Estate today from 638 Camino Del Monte Sol. Darlene, we talked earlier with our friend, our new friend, new to me at least, I think you've known him before, Arturo Delgado of the Christus St. Vincent Medical Center, Regional Medical Center. He's the communications manager. We featured him today in our unique destination segment. You're a member of the board of directors of the foundation of the medical center, and I think you wanted to share with anyone that might be interested in out there in participating in this fine institution how they can do that.
Well, yeah, anybody who is interested in making a donation, and they can specifically support any part of the hospital. You know, it's not just cancer and certain illnesses. There is, like I said earlier, alcohol abuse, domestic violence. There was a wonderful program recently to help cut down on emergency room attendance from people who chronically go to the emergency room. And they helped the top 10 attendees, let's say, of the emergency room, and really found out about their lives and really helped them in a way that really benefited them, where they're much more functional and not as ill and not going to the emergency room as much.
I made reference to this earlier, and having the resources that we have here in Little Santa Fe, again, for a community of our size to have a significant regional medical center like Christus St. Vincent, is in fact a positive thing for people that are coming here, moving here, buying a house.
It is
an asset that there are some things as brokers that we are not supposed to talk about, but that's one of the elements of the community that we are happy to share.
The most common questions is, how
is the medical
health?
Yeah.
And it used to not be such an easy question to answer.
Correct.
You know, but now it's really terrific, and they're really doing a super job. And the more support they can have from the community, the better. Anybody who wants to make any kind of donation to the hospital is more than welcome to call me at 920-8001, and I'll make sure their donation gets the right place in the right hands. It's just such a good thing for the community to support it. Like I said earlier, it touches all of us. It does.
It
helps make us a world-class community, and for somebody who's going to retire here,
right,
it makes it fabulous.
And when people ask now, how is the medical care, you know, I can really respond in a very positive way, because it really has improved, and they are working every day to make it better and better. It's taking great pride in the hospital.
And Kathy Roberts, you raise a good point, because half of your clients are from outside of New Mexico, and I
right.
suspect some of them actually say, hey, I'm thinking about moving to New Mexico. Being able to share not only at the house junkie that you are, your feelings about all the great opportunities with properties, including 638 Camino Del Monte Sol, where we're doing the show from, but having facilities like the medical center makes it easier for you, right?
Absolutely. Somebody's thinking of a retirement here, or they're moving their entire family here. Mm-hmm. They're going to want that world-class touch from the hospital. And as Darlene said about the donations, if you're thinking about making a donation and you're looking at a charitable lead trust or something of that sort, we can help you on that side and make sure tax benefits that should come to you do come to you. Maybe you want to donate a property,
you know,
and then have one of you sell it.
Yeah.
And the charitable donation goes to the hospital, but you'll get a tax relief for that.
Well, there you go. You got some listeners. Yeah. You got some great strategy today from Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes here before I close out the show. Darlene Street, listing broker. Again, great property. People can come and look at it. But you also have several properties you have on open house today.
I do. And we'd love to have everybody go to all of these wonderful homes that are just terrific homes. With all of them have a lovely view, great pricing. And we have 7 Camino Osito for $1,275,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's off of Old Santa Fe Trail. You turn onto Teddy Bear Trail. 26 Camino Sanador, $1,000,075 on almost 7 acres. And again, just off of Old Santa Fe Trail, turn onto Teddy Bear Trail and go past the turn for Camino Osito and go up the hill to the right. 275 Circle Drive, brand new, never
great,
lived in.
Great
terrific
house.
Terrific house. You will not see a better view at all anywhere.
As I said, we did a remote from there, and it was spectacular.
Gorgeous, beautiful, brand new construction, which is very hard to find. And the new price of $1,575,000, which is really a terrific price for almost 5,000 square feet on the famous Circle Drive.
Uh-huh.
And 1046 Encantado Drive off of Bishop's Lodge Road, very close to the plaza, $890,000. That's also a new price. And that's 5,400 square feet on 1.3 acres. Four-bedroom, six-bath, guest house, wonderful space for storage, for workshop below the guest house. Terrific house.
Well, and
so
people
should start here, and we could do a caravan.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Kathy will lead the caravan.
Kathy Roberts will be happy to do that. Actually, the last time we did a remote broadcast together with Kathy, she ended up touring the entire community where we were doing the show from.
I did.
So that shows that she's not just here for the show, she's here for the property as well. Darlene, I've got about less than a minute left before I have to close out the show. Any last thoughts you want to share with people about 638 Camino Del Monte Toll?
Just come see it.
Come and see it,
unique, 1 acre, walking to the plaza, close to the plaza, and just, very accessible to everything downtown. And 1046 Encantado Drive, 275 Circle Drive, 26 Camino Sanador, and 7 Camino Osito.
Tell them my colleague Darlene Street is a busy broker. She's got a lot of properties that are on open house today. I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague Darlene Street for letting us broadcast from this open house event here at 638 Camino Del Monte Sol, located on the east side of Santa Fe, which all of you are invited to attend. Thank you, Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and for being my guest co-host today and for bringing some excellent commentary to the show. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage and Arturo Delgado of Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, thank you for also being part of today's show. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Tyler, my technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners the kind of show that they have told us they really want. And lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.